Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. If you want to catch a Major League Baseball game, you'll need to travel to a major city. But as David Vaught, professor of history at Texas A&M University, explains, America's pastime is a relative newcomer to the big city, and the game's roots run straight to the farm.
Long known as a city game for city people, baseball captures the essence of the American rural experience. Where else, other than a major league ballpark, does someone sitting in the middle of a row of 30 seats pass a $20 bill down through the many different hands to the hot dog man, with the complete and total expectation that they will get back not only the hot dog, but every last penny of change? That innate sense of trust and cooperation roots in our agrarian heritage. It epitomizes what Thomas Jefferson thought a nation of farmers would become. Jefferson would have been less thrilled had he known that farmers themselves embraced baseball as a game of high stakes, not high virtue. Baseball became an expression of the way farmers perceived day-to-day reality. With the emergence of market-oriented agriculture in the early 19th century, that reality became increasingly defined by skill, competitiveness, and chance. Skill with regard to their ability to produce high-quality crops in prodigious amounts. Competitiveness in terms of their insatiable appetite for achievement in a world of change and unpredictability. And chance in that for all their skill and competitiveness, a spell of bad weather or run of bad luck in the marketplace could bring failure, misery, and frustration. Given that perspective on life, farmers preferred games that demanded skill, competitiveness, and chance. And baseball, with its intricate set of rules and rituals, action and suspense, and winner-take-all mentality, offered them everything they wanted and more. For that reason, baseball served as the farmer's game for much of American history.
That was David Vaught of Texas A&M University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College, celebrating 175 years of educating women leaders around the world. Nobody can throw the ball.